Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
As we prepare to close out the nightmare year of 2020, it's important to understand the forces behind COVID-19 and its deadly rollout. The Associated Press and every other major establishment publication that you can find are telling us over and over and over again that COVID-19 conquered the world, that COVID-19 took over the world, that COVID-19 is causing tens of millions to starve to death and sending hundreds of millions and even billions towards the edge of starvation and complete poverty. It is a 100% verifiable fact that that is a hoax and that that is a fraud. It is the lockdown in response to COVID-19 that's triggering the global depression. It's the lockdown in response to the media-driven and governmental-driven and medical-driven hysteria about COVID-19 that is triggering this worldwide depression that is irrevocably savaging infrastructure built up over the last 200 years in the planet's civilization. Understanding who the forces are behind the COVID-19 orchestrated hysteria and what their goals are absolutely critical if humanity is going to defeat this technocracy takeover. It is not COVID-19 that is conquering the world. It is the United Nations, Big Pharma, Big Tech, and the large banks that fund them that codified this sustainability post-industrial plan of the last 30 years, their chief engineer and science officer carrying out the operation being Klaus Schwab. Working with Bill Gates and other top globalists, Klaus Schwab, through the UN, has been able to take over almost every major governmental medical decision-making process, putting the United Nations, Big Pharma, Big Tech, and other globalist corporations in control of 7.5 billion people's medical future. Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab are on record saying COVID-19 is only a pretext or a drill for the planetary takeover of every aspect of human life. Global social credit scores, tracking apps on all your phones, having to register online before you even leave your house or go to the grocery store. This is the technocracy. This is the global social credit score being hailed by Xi Jinping, now being adopted worldwide by Western nations. The United Nations, Schwab, Bill Gates, the Communist Chinese are all in an admitted consortium developing and agreeing upon a planetary world standardized ID, barcode, and QR code tracking system during phase one. Phase two is liquid nanochips in the vaccine itself, proving that you've been vaccinated, which then doubles as your medical passport. It is critical for you to understand that none of this is my opinion. The globalists have all written books and white papers detailing this takeover plan for more than 40 years. And a decade ago, under Operation Lockstep, the Rockefellers detailed the specific plan and the specific attack that we are now under via the Great Reset. Bill Gates, Xi Jinping, Klaus Schwab, Prince Charles, and others are on record saying COVID-19 is the pretext for their Great Reset to end the industrialized world as we know it and lower the human population by at least 80%. If they are successful carrying out their global COVID takeover, using the fear of the virus as the pretext for their authoritarianism, this will be the greatest crime and the greatest mass murder and the greatest redistribution of wealth from the common people and the poor to the so-called global elites the planet has ever seen. This is modern warfare. This is global corporations establishing a world government to counter a global crisis of hysteria they have created based on COVID, from which you never get out of the crisis. They only expand the crisis.
All right, the full report's at band.video. It's a good one to give people because I cover everything in one big swath. It's at band.video, band.video. Get it out to everyone you know.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope in a few months, comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcast of 2020, official Alex Jones show. I'm going to be up here tonight co-hosting a live stream with Tim Dillon, the comedian. And who knows, I might twist the arm of some of the crew. Stay up here with me, maybe do a little live transmission over the feeds as we bring in the new year. But I haven't gotten around to telling them now. I guess I'm telling them as we speak. But here we are taking your phone calls in the second hour. A lot of big developments around the world. A lot of things happening. They are trying to pass bills in New York to arrest and detain anyone they want if they're coughing, have a runny nose, or a fever. And they'll just disappear you into a medical tyranny facility and intubate you with a new guillotine that is known as a ventilator, and then say that you've died of COVID-19, kind of like Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate found dead in his house, COVID. The new congressman who just got elected had a heart attack, COVID. You get hit by a car, if you're, I guess, killed on death row by lethal injection, they'll just say COVID. So we're taking phone calls on your New Year's resolution, what you see coming. Do you think Trump's going to be able to still squeeze this out? I know they're not giving briefings still to Joe Biden. He's getting very, very upset. Massive evidence of fraud is just stacking up continually. There's a lot of big state houses that are having hearings. And saying they want signature verification and saying that they think the full legislature should come in and that there's clear evidence that Trump really won the election. In all five of those states, he was winning big by 2, 3, 4, 5 percentage points. Hundreds of thousands of votes, 500,000 votes until they closed. And then the magic happened. The black briefcases, the black suitcases came out from under the tables and everybody was kicked out and the magic time happened and the giant spikes for Biden, with the videos in Georgia and other states of them counting the same stacks over and over again. It's not enough to have, you know, 10 suitcases that you kick everybody out, you pull out from underneath the black tablecloth. You then got to run each stack over and over and over again as many times as you can. And then bingo, everything goes good. Then you just have the national news say, not any evidence of fraud. And as the evidence of fraud comes out, they go, well, not widespread, even though it's the same scam in every state. So the globalists are going for broke. Lynn Wood files emergency petition in the U.S. Supreme Court to stop January 5th runoff races for U.S. Senate in Georgia, citing the fraud, citing that they're still using fake mail-in ballots that aren't being verified, signatures not being verified. You've got all the different Democratic Party operatives there ruling as judges. To allow all this to happen, this is really a dangerous situation. He also says he will file a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court in the Georgia election case. So there is a lot going on. Here is the petition, the beginning of the petition. Petitioner asked for an emergency order restraining respondents to halt the January 5th, 2021 senatorial runoff election until such time as respondents agreed to comply with Georgia legislature's prescribed election procedures. Again, they're not even following the law. It's totally illegal.
Well, the Supreme Court has a cut-and-dry case here, but they won't take it, I bet, or they'll overturn it. Petitioners further request that this court direct the district court to order production of all registration dates, ballots, envelopes, etc., required to be maintained by Georgia state and federal law, to refrain from wiping or otherwise tampering with all data, all voting machines used in the November 2020 election, and to produce one such machine from each Georgia county for forensic examination by petitioners' experts. And by the way, they've had now, I'll get to this after I take calls, some of the top respected MIT and Stanford Research Institute scientists come out and say, we've looked at the raw data, total fraud. And we've looked at the Dominion machines. They're designed for fraud, just like the last forensic group found in Michigan. They said this is a backdoor machine. This is a Swiss cheese operation. This is a submarine with screen doors on it. This is a jumbo jet with no glass in the windows. I mean, this dog is a fraud. This dog does not hunt unless scamming is what you're looking for. So all the top eggheads say what we've already noticed with our eyeballs, that this is as crooked as a barrel of snakes. All right, let's go to your calls now. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Kevin in New Jersey. Kevin, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And I just want to say thank you for all you do, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Just a few quick points here. The big picture of the New World Order, I think this is really important. So one of my ideas was if you could speak about it maybe like at the beginning of each of your segments, just a little bit, not every segment, but definitely for the show, because I think a lot of people just get overwhelmed and they're not exactly sure how all this stuff fits together. So you do break it down, though. And I think just doing it more often. Also, methodology, you know, what the goal was to do is they basically, like you were talking about at different points in your show, they create problems. They use those as a cover, an opportunity to offer a solution, but that's really like a weapon disguised as a solution that furthers their agenda, and you could break that down too. And also, I was thinking it'd be a good idea to have like, you know, more of like, sort of like, almost came up with this idea of a free market initiative, maybe bringing people on from other governments who are committed to having their economies operate in a free market economy, and how that plays into the whole opposition of the New World Order system, how they're competing against the free market
economy. I agree. We should be talking more about a true free market system to counter the crony capitalist centralized system. I appreciate your call. And yes, we should do more mini documentaries, 5-10 minutes long, like Prager University does, on big subjects that give people a larger understanding of how the world works. But I mean, you go read what the globalists say. They want a new planetary system based on carbon taxes and the surveillance of carbon taxes and a world court, a world army, a system that centralizes control over medicine, over travel, over investment, over education, over religion, over reproduction, and that's all being standardized right now. And so it's a private corporate world government whose end game is depopulation of the planet, and the establishment will then merge with machines and become this new evolved creature. Now whether they're going to get away with that or whether that's going to work, I don't know. The Bible says they're going to try to do it and it's going to fail and destroy most of the earth, which they say happened with Atlantis before. So things, I guess, repeat themselves. All I know is these people are diabolical and they're super ruthless. And yeah, they say, oh, we're going to lock things down to stop COVID. Notice they only lock it down more. It doesn't stop COVID. And it gives them more power. They get richer. They consolidate control. You get poorer. Every time they try to help you, it's the opposite. They throw you a life raft when you're in the ocean. You grab it. It's electrified. They give you a glass of wine. It's got poison in it. They give you a cell phone, it tracks and controls you. I mean, they are committed to evil as much as we're committed to good. That they are purist. And they see you as idiots and have no respect for you. Let's go to Joey in North Carolina for a minute and a half. Joey, thanks.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Hey, buddy, I was just wanting to call you. I was asking about, you know, what we think is going to happen with the new year and everything that's coming. Honestly, man, I'm just scared to death because why in the world would our government give the vaccine unknowingly? What's going to happen? Give it to our first responders and our armed forces first. I mean, is this just not stupid? I just don't get it. It makes no sense whatsoever. Why we? I mean, what's going to happen here in the next year whenever all of our nurses and our doctors start dying? Who's going to be able to take care of us then?
Well, they think the public's so dumb. See, they did a test with autism. We went from 1 in 35,000 boys having autism to about 1 in 58. It's even worse in South Korea. It's like 1 in 30. And so if we put up with tens of millions of brain-damaged kids and we know it's the vaccines, we're just going to have tens of millions dying of cancer and autoimmune disorder, and they'll just, oh, we don't know what it is. A COVID 2.0 does it. And they'll just give you some cover story, but you're absolutely right. This is a soft-kill weapon designed to debilitate and bankrupt the country. This is the war. We're under World War III attack by the globalists and by the Chi-Coms. This is an act of war. Great point, Joey. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise, to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the year 2021. And the mad scientist jumped in the time machine, and a bolt of blue light was gone. There I was, stuck back in the year 1974. But now, we are entering the year 2021. Where are the silver jetpacks? Where are the spaceships? Sorry, it's nanotech, it's GMOs, it's 5G, it's world government, it's new world order. That's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where all of this has gone. We're taking your phone calls right now, and let's do it. Let's go ahead and take a call from Charles. Charles in Georgia, come on down. Good to have you here.
Hey, Alex, man, glad to get a hold of you. I've been trying to get a hold of you for 2 months. There's something really big that went down in that Bob Alinsky interview with Tucker that kind of slipped through the cracks and nobody's paying attention to it. Do you remember the text message that Giuliani released that where Hunter was complaining that, you know, I'm the one who's been earning for the entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give you half my salary. Remember that text?
Yes, I remember
it. Okay, then there was another email when Bob Alinsky was on, and it showed 10% for this guy, 10% for the other guy, 10% for Hunter, and then in parentheses it said another 10% for Joe. Hunter's holding another 10% for the big man. So 10 points for him, 10 points for Joe. So it's established that the business model, it's very clear, it's a 50-50 split. Whatever Hunter gets, he splits half with Joe. Then you look on the screen, and they kept showing part of a document Tucker kept showing, and it had an LLC in there for Hunter and another LLC in there for Jim. That document with those little boxes in it, that's what's called a fee agreement. It's really obvious. It's obvious why they're only showing part of it, too, but that's a separate subject. The point is, that tells you the structure. That means whoever's paying Hunter, okay, whether it's coming from China, Ukraine, Romania, wherever it's coming from, they're sending the money over to what's called a paymaster. That's why they have that document with the little boxes on it. That's called a fee agreement. Everybody that's getting paid on the deal signs off on the fee agreement. The money comes from China, Romania, whoever's paying the commissions, goes over to the paymaster, and the paymaster disperses the funds based on what's in those boxes that they all agreed to. So we know that the money goes through the paymaster, over to Hunter's LLC, and then from Hunter's LLC, he has to split 50% with Joe. So that's all Trump needs to know right there. Okay, wherever that money goes out of Hunter.
Yes, that's the foreign money, and then we have his rat son saying, I meet with the head of Chinese intelligence, and the agent I work with disappeared, and our billions of my daddy, I'm being investigated by the Southern District, mommy. I mean, it's cut and dry that he's a communist Chinese agent. That's just one piece of it. Joe goes on TV in China and says, China should run every aspect of our lives.
This is national security. Trump doesn't need to go through attorneys and warrants and all this. He can instruct the Treasury and the Fed to follow that money out of Hunter's LLC accounts and wherever it went.
Exactly. He doesn't need the Justice Department because he's the executive branch. And just like he could put sanctions on Iran, he could put sanctions on those countries and on the Bidens.
He can instruct the Treasury and the Fed to find those bribe money accounts in about 5 minutes today and expose it and say, look, here's all Joe's bribe money accounts. He can find it in 5 minutes. In fact,
that's right. We show his Swiss bank accounts, brother. What's crazy is the White House knows this. I got asked by one of the Trump sons about a week into the election when I went out in Arizona. They said, and they go, we want you to talk to this guy. So this guy calls up, and he works for a big company, and he says, we want you to look into where they get the money
for Staple Streets and for Dominion, its sub-company. And so I went and hired a company, took them 3 weeks, and they found the LLCs in Switzerland. And the $400 million on October 7th of this year, 2020, being sent to Dominion by the Communist Party. And it was even like the federal government sent part of it, and then a local government. They made a local government make the other part of the $400 million. I mean, it says the Chinese government, brother. The Chinese government. And then it took a week. They ended up being in probably 20 newspapers, but got no traction. So, yeah, it's just so it's not that the White House doesn't know. I guess if they've got classified info, the president can declassify wherever he wants. I don't get why they called me to look into it, but and I wasn't the only one they were calling. So what's that sound like to you?
Well, I don't know why they're not doing it. I guess that the powers that be already have Joe's bribe money accounts, and they're going to walk in on day one if he gets in and go, hey, Joe, we know about all the accounts. You can keep the money, you can keep the accounts, but in the other hand, here's this Green New Deal. Sign off on this, and we won't say.
Well, that's it, exactly. Joe, they want him in there because he is the most compromised, slam dunk, easy to destroy. Remember the remake of the excellent book, stupid movie, Dune? I mean, I like the director that made Dune, but I don't think it's one of his better films. But remember Baron Harkonnen has a heart plug in everybody, where you just pull the plug and it opens up their heart, their aorta. I mean, that's what Joe Biden's like. He literally is on a very short electrified leash. And I cannot believe that we're about to let this totally compromised creature in control of the United States.
Just expose the accounts. Just show the whole world. Just go on. Hey, we found all Joe's bribe money accounts. You're going to let him get in office? That'll be the end of him. They'll have to indict him. Instead of letting him get in and be told what to do, holding the accounts over his head, just show him now.
Charles, amazing points. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely correct. I remember seeing that. Thank you. Let's take another call. Danny in Canada. Danny, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Great to be here.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good.
I'm calling up from Toronto, Canada. I'm concerned about what's going to happen on January 6th. This is the Great Reset. I mean, Trudeau up here, my jaw dropped to the floor when Justin Trudeau made that video looking into the camera, saying, building back better, this UN slogan that all these leaders are using now around
the world. And he goes, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset is here. Yeah, it's here.
It's here.
You're not essential. You're going to own nothing. You're going to have nothing, and you're going to love it. That's a quote. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. You will love it. It's so liberal.
And Klaus Schwab is on TV saying this, and I try to show my friends and family, and they're like, nobody wants to learn or really listen to what they're saying.
Well, let them know when they're bankrupt that, who did it to them. Just let them know, because this all the being candy asses is over. This is their big, but they all have these little pretty boy, like little soft voices. Oh, we're coming to help you. It's for the COVID. Meanwhile, they've all doubled their profits last year and are just raping everyone and run giant UN child kidnapping rings.
You're right. And Trudeau's sitting there in a room full of women saying, you know who I admire? The Chinese communists, the way they can turn their economy around on a dime. I can't believe he's just so blatant,
Well, I forgot what he said. They said, what type of government do you like? He goes, I like dictatorships. I like China. They got the best dictatorship. And the women all get excited. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's so cute. Trudeau's so handsome. He loves concentration camps. And this is the sick weirdness. As people are losing their souls right now, they're becoming very evil.
I will say one positive thing from this wild year, if you'll let me just say what I think the best song of the year is, was by an artist named Fentanyl, the Chi-Com Dragon. I don't know if he's going to be putting out an album, but you sang a hilarious song a couple months ago now.
Ding dong, dong, long, dong, dong. All right. Fentanyl should make a return. In fact, 2021... You've got a promise. Fentanyl will return to the airwaves. All right, thank you. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
It's back in. in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. For the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently. Traditional antihistamines that was clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anymore, as they say, 877-789-2539. I want to get to every caller on the board by the time this next hour ends. We'll continue with calls on to the next. I want to end the year taking your calls. I'm going to be up here tonight doing several interviews, and I think I might twist some arms and maybe do a special live show as the new year comes in on the East Coast. We'll see if I can get the volunteers with our great skeleton crew here tonight. But we are live at 12 noon and 34 minutes Central Standard Time right now. I want to go to Steve, Rick, Brandon, Damon, Anthony, John, Charles, Ron, and Lena before this hour ends. But first, My Patriot Supply has been around 14 years, and they've become the largest storable food company in the U.S. for the last three because of their quality, because of their service, because of their good packaging, and because of their low prices. Everybody else has gone up in prices. Most people fly by night, unfortunately. They don't have big amounts of food on hand, or it's not fresh. There are some other good outlets out there, but they charge you about twice what My Patriot does. My Patriot has to go up on their prices January 1st for all their vendors and for everybody else. And when you buy it at InfoWarsStore.com, you'll still get whatever the best price is, but it's going to have to go up. I twisted their arm. They'd done a sale 2 weeks ago. I never promoted it. I never pushed it. It didn't do well because I didn't really talk about PrepareWithAlex.com, where they had the last time you could get 2020 prices plus a discount. And they called me a few days ago and said, hey, we're seeing record sales right now as people figure out that things are serious. The Great Reset is here. The globalists want to make people dependent. Folks want insurance they can eat for 25 years. We're seeing really high sales. Have you noticed you're seeing high sales on your own website, not at the sales site, preparewithalex.com, where you get that additional savings? We were having already big sales at the regular price at InfoWarsStore.com. I said, yeah, I noticed that. They said, well, we have the food on hand, and we're ready to ship it out within a day or so, depending on what the order is. Some stuff specialty foods, they've got a package right there at the time, but most of it's pre-packed, ready to go. And they said, you know, do you want us to extend that sale a few days? And I said, yeah, do it until the 8th. Of January, and then that's it. So they hadn't done a sale in years until earlier this year. They've done three of them. This is their last sale. It's the last time to get the lower prices, 2020 prices and the sale. Save up to $850, depending on the food package you get. You've got 8 days, 14 hours, 22 minutes, 33 seconds to get your order in on 1 week, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, specialty foods, water filters, air filters. There's all big savings at preparewithalex.com. Preparewithalex.com. And then finally, we have a bunch of products back in. We've got pollen block sold out for 8 months because of the lockdown. The economy couldn't get it. It's back in stock. France has been totally shut down. That's where the special quail eggs that make it come from that target the has the natural antihistamine in it. We've got X2, the good halogen, sold out for months back in stock. We've got Supernova Vitality sold out for months back in stock. And, of course, we've got Living Defense, the great next-level probiotic to flush out your guts and make them healthy, that people love. Five-star reviews, that's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And Winter Sun is yet again vitamin D3 selling out very, very quickly. All right, I'm done plugging, probably for the day. But right now, let's just rampage through your calls. Rick in Massachusetts, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to let you know, I really believe this is part of a much bigger agenda as far as militarily. I believe that basically if Biden is installed and they were able to push off the rollout of the vaccine, I believe that they would have waited if they could, which is why they were trying to push that and say, oh, it's not going to be out in time, to try to give it to our military first. I believe that they're giving it to the old people so they can hold it from showing. Because if Trump sees it's afflicting our military, I believe he'd stop it.
That's a great point. They've always given experimental vaccines to the military first, and then the lawyer we have on literally stopped it both times. I mean, there's all these incredible heroes that no one even knows who they are, like Dr. Francis Boyle. He sued twice and got them to stop the anthrax shot that in one round killed 5,000 troops. The next round, 10,000 troops, they admit, died. 10,000.
Most people I know that have been in the military long term have friends that died from a vaccine. Sorry, go ahead.
I have one. I have a friend that died. She came back from Iraq, and they put it down as blood poisoning. And she had just had all her shots 7 days before she headed back this way. But what I mean is I believe that they're going to soften up all of China's enemies' militaries using this.
I agree. No, that's what this is. This is a soft kill, debilitating weapon against our military and our economy. China, sir, is bragging about this. They say, quote, America is over. America is dead. Have you seen their top people on national TV saying that America's over? We'll never reopen. We control the top of their government. They'll never let them reopen. America's over. And the money's just flooding into China. The world is rejoicing. Authoritarians are that we're over. They are crying in Brazil. They are crying in Italy. They hate what's happening. Russia's on our side. They hate seeing this happen. The Chi-Coms are taking over. You're absolutely right. Isn't it disgusting?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. 100%. And at this point, I think that one good thing that we got going for us is I do believe that many, many people that couldn't see it before. I've been trying to tell people about this since back when you did the Cremation of Care over 20 years ago when I saw that come out. And everybody's always a crazy conspiracy theorist. At the end of the day, those people have changed their tune. My wife is one of my biggest people that was like, oh, no, that's not possible. And now she's like, oh, my God, you're right.
God bless you. But here's the poison lining to the big, pretty cloud. Instead of it being a silver lining of a bad cloud, it's the lining is what's bad. When they make a military attack, they know they're going to get opposition. And so just waking up isn't enough. I mean, when Hitler attacked people or the communists invaded countries, we mobilized. But they already knew that would happen. They made their move. They're making their move and going, oh, you're waking up? Good. You won't be awake soon because your ass is going to be dead. See? It's not enough to wake up now. You got to tell folks this is real. You're going to be homeless, folks. America's under attack. Our president won by a giant landslide. They're removing him. We're in trouble. But the good news is at least we're in a fight now, and people aren't going to be able to sit there and sit on the damn sidelines. And I believe in you, and Trump believes in you. That's why he hasn't given up, and that's why I'm not giving up. Steve in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Real quick, I want to talk about with these times where everybody's like trying to stay healthy and not pass along germs. Problem is, all the soap out there is antibacterial soap, and that's actually counterintuitive to what you want to do. You want to stay clean. You want to keep your good bacteria as well as your bad.
No, that's right. I'm going to hold you over. I'm going to cut you short. That guy's pull up some studies. Hand sanitizers lower immunity. Hand sanitizers lower fertility. Hand sanitizers cause cancer. Hand sanitizers kill good bacteria. Good bacteria are your flora buffer so that you can't get sick. When you take antibiotics, it'll kill stuff, but then knocks out the good bacteria so you have no buffer. Then you get sick after. All the studies show it. So what the caller said is 110% dead on. But they're telling everybody, don't be around germs, don't be involved, and then those people have no immune systems. We're going to come back to Steve. Then we're going to go to Damon, and we're going to go to Charles, and we're going to go to Lena, and everybody else that's holding. Newswars.com is the Infowars.com. Backup banned, as in it's banned, it's not allowed, banned.video. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side of this quick break. Please share those links and override the globalists.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Censored, takes you right to Band on Video. Welcome back. We're going back to your calls. Look at these headlines from ZeroHedge.com up on InfoWars.com. Vaccine passport soon mandatory for travel, shopping, even movies, says CNN. A global QR code to buy and sell, announced 1 month ago by Xi Jinping, set up by the Rockefeller Foundation 10 years ago. I remember we told you this 10 months ago. They went, it's wild conspiracies. There's no QR code. There's no global passport. And here it is. It's your international certificate of vaccination by the UN consortium backed by Xi Jinping and all these app companies getting accredited by it. Isn't that liberal? There it is, China's Xi Jinping to push her global QR code. He may struggle to convince the world why that was back in November. That was a million years ago, just a month and 7 days ago, November 23rd. But now it's, you're going to have it. You're going to accept it. You're going to be a hero when you get it. Oh, they say it's dozens of new vaccines you'll take a year. Dozens. You'll die and you'll get sick. And you'll. But it's okay because Tim Cook's gay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Liberal, liberal every day. 2019 bill, before COVID even showed up, pushes draconian detention measures long before COVID in New York. It's all the same agenda. Let's go back to your phone call. Steve in Georgia, you were making a point about the hand sanitizers. Hand gel, mass use could create new superbugs, scientists warns. And a bunch of other articles about how it lowers your fertility, sterilizes you, makes you sick, and kills your good bacteria. Explain that to people.
Well, what happens is it messes up your hormones because of the antibacterial. You want some good bacteria on your body that actually heals you. And
it turns out that the solid parts of our body, something like a third of us is bacteria. And Bill Gates knows that and studies it. And he loves you, though.
Yeah, you want some Castile soap. You don't want this 99% of the stuff in the store is an antibacterial soap, which is counterintuitive of what you want to do. You want to get your Castile soap, something that's not an antibacterial, because you want to keep that good bacteria.
And here's the good news. The public's waking up that antibacterial soaps is toxic waste. They're waking up to bisphenol A. And that's why the globalists are panicking and trying to not let us get away from it. Do you believe this?
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to hold us down any way they can. And people are, you know, trying to do the right thing by staying clean, but they're actually going backwards. So I urge people, you can make your own hand sanitizer. It's simple with half, one part rubbing alcohol, one part witch hazel, and then sprinkle in some of those essential oils that you probably have at the InfoWars store. And you can make your own hand sanitizer. And guess what, man? My kid goes to school, and in between every class, she has to slather on hand sanitizer before every class. My niece, who goes to nursery school, before she shows up at this nursery school, she walks in the door, they have to slather on.
And it dries their hands. They absorb the alcohol. It hurts their fertility. It's a carcinogen. Under California and other law, what's in hand sanitizer is a carcinogen, and people need to start fighting it. It's not, but it's like something you do for yourself, like a rat. Oh, let me clean my hands. It's good to wash your hands some. When you've been shaking a bunch of hands, whatever, you never know, just because some people might have some bacteria that your body doesn't like. But with your wife or people you know, we all make each other stronger. More bacteria is better. God bless you. Again, if you have all the vitamins and minerals you need, you basically cannot get communicable diseases. Viruses can't replicate. Bacteria can't take over if you're healthy. I mean, I don't want to have to knock on wood here, but I get sick like every 5 years. And it's a cleansing. But everybody else I know gets sick constantly. And I just eat garlic like a pig. I take vitamins and minerals. And then I still eat ice cream and porterhouse steaks, folks. I mean, I'm a glutton. I love food. You know, there's a rat washing itself. Rats? You know, we're genetically very similar to rats. We're more genetically similar to a rat or a pig than we are to a chimpanzee. Some weird stuff going on, folks. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Lena in California. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm so glad that I was able to make it on your show. I've tried to call, and you guys have a pretty busy line. There's two questions I have for you. The first question is in regards to the digital mobile app. I've been reading two pieces of information, one from your website, InfoWars, and then one from the actual CDD website, the Center of Disease Control. There's two apps that are in the potential of being developed, Digital Health Pass and then V-Safe. There's actually an article on CDD about V-Safe. But these are mobile apps with personal information and QR linking your phone to your vaccination records. I have a theory that there's going to be two types of people. There's going to be the type of people that revolt, that do not want to have the app, and then there's going to be the type of people that get the vaccine and they're going to want to show proof of it, so they're going to have the app. And my question is this, for the people that don't want to use their social media or they don't want to use their phones to have that linked do you think that there will be a need for the government to make sure that people have paper documents? Because I kind of have a theory that if people are like, okay, hey, like, I don't want to use my phone, or like, hey, I don't have a smartphone, I have a flip phone, or I downgraded my phone because I don't want them tracking me, would there be a need for people to carry around paper documents? Because,
well, absolutely. Sure. Here's what's going to happen. The globalists have told us. There's a 10-part series called Megapolis, put out 11 years ago by the UN, that's shown to kids in Europe in different languages, but we have the English version. And they say, those that don't accept it will finally be forced into ghettos. You won't be allowed to live. Everywhere else will be smart cities, smart streets, corporate everything, malls, businesses, jobs, airplanes, and then they'll be what they call ghettos and certain rural enclaves where you're forced to live in those. And so that's their big phase. And then, of course, they'll finally fly over with drones, spray us with bioweapons, and try to kill us. But their plan is the Hunger Games. People see that and they think, oh, that's a woman, you know, talking about the UN. No, that's actually predicted programming. The actual plan the UN wants is a Hunger Games scenario. I read a UN biological diversity assessment report put out in the late 70s that Dr. Michael Kaufman told me about for Endgame 2.0. And in that, it says we're going to bring back regions, we're going to bring back games like the Olympics, and we're going to bring back a caste system, and people have to live in rural areas and have no technology, or they'll live in these smart cities, highly controlled, and we're going to bring back human sacrifice at these games. And we're going to have floating fortresses with UN troops, everyone will be disarmed, and the global forces will be delivered by giant airships. So when you watch the Hunger Games and that happens, they said there'll be no cars allowed. It'll all be maglev trains and then armored vehicles for the so you watch the Hunger Games, that's actually the plan. Super high technology elite, we live in huts. You understand?
One of my theories is that the people that like don't want to get the vaccine, that aren't going to comply with the mobile app, they're going to need documents to prove either if they've had it or if they've not had it. And it comes down to paper documents. People can fake paper documents. You can't really fake a digital app that has a QR code.
Sure, you're saying, here's the deal. It's all discriminatory to have your medical records and make you take a vaccine that doesn't even protect you, that damages others. It's all just who can they trick to do it in phase one.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to start cutting off society and forcing those of us that don't comply into the ghettos. You're going to have to take sensitivity training. You're going to have to take brainwash training. You're going to have to hand your kids over for reeducation, or you're going to have to leave their big cities. That's why they already announced that in Germany and the U.S., all liberal cities starting next year are going to have toll roads to even enter them. They'll have to have a chip to even come into a city.
Interesting. Very interesting.
This is a radical revolution against all freedom, ma'am.
Because my grandpa, he's spent 50 years working in a hospital. We live in L.A., California. He's seen many, many pandemics. People are very uneducated about what a pandemic really is. But HIV was a pandemic, and HIV was far deadlier and far worse of disease than COVID-19. And his response to it is a lot different because with his medical experience, he sees a lot of things. And what he's told me is that people really aren't dying from COVID, that they're dying from heart disease, diabetes, other underlying conditions. And
yes, ma'am. All doctors, all nurses, everyone, it's all fact. But you're only allowed to say what the UN says. And again, they're not even calling this an epidemic, meaning people are dying. It's a pandemic, meaning it's spreading. We can say everybody's got water in them, so that's a pandemic too. Exactly. It's a tracking synthetic virus to make you all guilty, but it doesn't really kill you unless you have vitamin and mineral deficiencies like any other coronavirus. But everyone is now going to have an autoimmune response to regular coronaviruses from the vaccine, so that's going to cause the mass death. We'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the
health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.